It's time for the dog spot. It's a very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pops. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Sean.
And Happy New Year to you.
You too.
What's on for this year? It's going to be a big year for you, I'm sure.
It's going to be a massive year with lots of dogs, so yes. That will be brilliant.
So I should remind all our listeners to get your emails in right now because you're looking for some new topics for the new year.
We would love some new topics and some real curveballs. So yes. Get your thinking hats on.
Well, we haven't stumped you yet, have we?
No, not yet, but there's got to be something out there.
We did hear from Simon on the email. He's going camping, which a lot of people are doing at this time of the year. And he wants to take his dog along, and I'm sure you've got some advice for him.
Fantastic. Simon, there is nothing more in the world that your dog will probably love to do than to go camping with the family.
What about sleeping?
Sleeping as well.
Okay.
So dogs love to be with their family and would much prefer to go than to stay at home. So just being a social animal like we are, they love that kind of stuff. But like with anything, the minute you walk outside your front gates, there are risks associated with doing that. So let's talk about, firstly, the campsite. Obviously, just like with kids, it's the natural habitats of lots of different spiders and snakes and all those kind of things. So we need to make really careful and sure, because dogs have a natural curiosity especially with their eyesight, they see low to the ground. So almost halfway up our leg is where dogs see perfectly well. So they will spot that little thing moving in the corner or underneath those leaves that often our eyesight misses because we tend to look at eye level. So just be very aware of your surroundings. And obviously, a snake bite to a dog can be a major drama. And unfortunately, a lot of dogs do get bitten by snakes. The other thing that you need to watch is other animals, and particularly foxes and kangaroos and all that wildlife. Dogs have a natural drive to chase. If you watch dogs playing together, they love to play catch and chase and all that kind of stuff. So just be mindful. Often dogs will get into that zone, a bit like men watching sport on TV, yes, where they lose themselves in the moment.
Yes.
So just be mindful that, particularly with kangaroos, kangaroos do have a habit of leading dogs into water where they can readjust the advantage. So just be very careful with all that kind of stuff. I would absolutely recommend keeping your dog on lead, and for a number of reasons. Firstly, you don't know what is in the environment. Your dog's sense of smell is millions and millions times better than yours. So they will pick up what's going on in the environment, and it will be like watching the greatest show on earth. Having your dog on lead protects you as well about, you know, the next family that's brought their dog along that might not be as friendly as your dog. So just be mindful, on lead is a real safe way to keep your dog safe. Now, with water, not all dogs love water. Not all dogs know how to swim. There's a bit of a myth out there that all dogs swim. They don't. A lot of staffies sink to the bottom. So again, just like a three-year-old child, I would be with my dog in that environment, and also making sure that you're going to places where that dog's not going to get bitten by anything while they're in the water. And please take plenty of drinking water. Make sure your dog is out of the direct heat, especially if you've got a border collie or a high drive dog that can forget sometimes to make sure that they're hydrated. Make sure that you're keeping them hydrated and keeping them safe. And also, the last thing I would advise, Simon, wherever you can, try not to leave your dog chained up in the camp. If the dog can come into the tent with everybody else, that's safe for everyone and the dog as well.
Thanks for your email, Simon. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk next Saturday morning at 8:15.
Beautiful. Have fun, Simon.